KXRN News, I'm John Scott. In the next hour, President Trump will announce sweeping tariffs. He's dubbed today Liberation Day. Speaking with reporters, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the president knows what he's doing by issuing tariff threats.
You have to trust the president's instincts on the economy, okay? And why? This isn't blind faith. Remember what he accomplished in the first administration. Before COVID, we had the greatest economy in the history of the world, not the U.S., all the whole world.
Israel has canceled all of the custom duties or tariffs that have been levied until now on products from the U.S., Israel's largest trading partner. Also at SRNNews.com, potentially deadly flash flooding, high-magnitude tornadoes, and baseball-sized hail could be hitting parts of the Midwest and South. Forecasters say it's the opening act for a week of violent weather, as daytime heating combines with an unstable atmosphere, strong wind shear, and abundant moisture streaming in from the Gulf. The National Weather Service predicts day after day of heavy rains in parts of Texas, the lower Mississippi Valley, and Ohio Valley. From the foreign desk, Myanmar's ruling military declared a temporary ceasefire in the country's civil war to encourage relief efforts.
The truce would run until April 22 and was aimed at showing compassion for people affected by last Friday's quake. The announcement follows initiatives by armed resistance groups, the Three Brotherhood Alliance, one of the most powerful groups of militias that's taken a large swathe of the country from the military, had announced a unilateral one-month ceasefire on Tuesday to facilitate the humanitarian response. The army statement, though, specifies those groups must refrain from attacking the state or regrouping, or else the military will take necessary measures. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow is ahead 215 points, the Nasdaq composite up 140. This is SRN News. Idaho has a new pro-life law.
The legislation targets the public schools, requiring that all students be taught about the development of unborn babies in the womb. Supporters of the legislation say that young people who will one day have to confront the issue of abortion should understand just what is at stake. The human growth and development curriculum will include a high-definition ultrasound presentation of an unborn child. North Dakota and Tennessee have similar laws already. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has ruled that Alabama's attorney general cannot prosecute people and groups who help women travel to other states to obtain abortions. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson sided with an abortion fund and medical providers who sued Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall after he had suggested they could face prosecution under anti-conspiracy laws. The ruling declared that such prosecutions would violate both the First Amendment and a person's right to travel. This is SRN News. Michigan State Senator Mallory McMorrow says she's running for the soon-to-be-empty seat of U.S. Senator Gary Peters of Michigan. Bob Agnew reports.
McMorrow's announcement comes as little surprise, as she had already indicated she was considering a run to replace Peters, who won't be running for re-election. McMorrow's on the progressive edge of Democrat politics and has spoken openly about the need for fresh ideas and leadership in the party, something that suggests that if elected, she could join the chorus of progressive voices against Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The Texas State Senate passing a proposal requiring some sheriffs to partner with the federal government to identify undocumented immigrants accused of crimes. Senate Bill 8, filed by Republican State Senators Joan Huffman and Charles Schwertner, it mandates sheriff in counties with over 100,000 residents to work with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. More details at srnnews.com.